Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
So today we're going to talk about something we probably don't want to admit about ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that is, how much time do you actually spend on your smartphone? Or we can also say your smartphone usage.
Ha ha.
Have you ever tracked how many hours you spend on your smartphone?
I literally have no idea. It takes me about 2 hours traveling between my office and where I live.
2 hours, that's a long time.
Yeah, so I'm quite sure it's a lot of time on my smartphone. So starting from 2 hours.
Okay, I see. So it's likely most of us spend too much time on our phones,
yes.
Right? Tech companies actually know this, so they're trying to help people cut back by giving users the option to track their smartphone usage. My phone will give me a weekly report of my screen time. It also breaks down the amount of time spent on social media, games, reading.
Wow.
Yeah, you use an iPhone, so you probably have this. It's called a screen time report.
Yeah, I probably decide to ignore it.
You ignore it, okay. Yeah. So screen time reports show your total usage for the day and also an hourly average. Mm-hmm. So you can see when you spend the most time on the phone. Is it during your commute to and from work,
yes,
or just before bed? Mm-hmm. It also categorizes which apps you use the most, how many notifications you get a day, and even the frequency with which you're checking your phone.
Oh, wow. It sounds like my phone knows me better than myself. It's a bit creepy, actually.
Yeah, it does.
Okay. 所以呢，现在人手一机哦，大家都用这个智慧型手机。相信呢，大家使用这个智慧型手机一定是每天无时无刻不是在用你的智慧型手机。那为什么刚刚 Angeline 跟我们会讨论这个话题呢？因为呢，今天我们的这个图表写作跟智慧型手机的使用非常有关系了。我们呢，马上就来看一下我们今天的提示了。提示呢，就是说今天我们是要来写一篇图表写作，本页的图表呢是我们 AMC 高中学生使用手机的时间分配情形，请仔细观察此图表，写出一篇120字以上且符合图表内容的文章。第一段描述图表所传达的讯息和资料，第二段说明自己使用手机的时间分配以及其原因。
Okay, so as with any writing task, the first thing you have to do is read the instructions carefully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So look out for things like how many words you need to use and how many paragraphs you're expected to use and what content needs to be included. Pay attention to these details so you don't get marks docked off for not following instructions, okay? According to the instructions for this writing exercise, our article has to have at least 120 words.This article will have two paragraphs. The first paragraph will describe the graph, and the second paragraph will talk about your own smartphone usage. So since your essay is about the graph, it's important to read the graph carefully, okay? It might be helpful to circle or highlight the graph and make notes of the biggest, smallest, or stable or unchanging parts and sudden increases. Identify trends, okay? So a trend is the overall idea of the graph, like what is happening or what happened. The most noticeable thing about the graph or any patterns you observed. You want to be concise, so pick the main points to write about and group similar things together.
嗯哼，好的，所以呢，今天呢，我们这篇文章是图表写作。图表写作有什么诀窍呢 ？OK， 首先呢，和看图写作或是我们这个故事写作不同的呢，看图写作或者我们故事写作是要叙述一个有情节的故事，所以呢，在我们写之前需要很多时间来这个 brainstorming， 来脑力激荡哦。你需要想象力去营造这个故事呢，它需要有情节发展和结局，所以需要很多时间来想。但今天图表写作呢，其实呈现出来的是这个统计数字事实。数据分布情形 OK 以及你这个怎么说明这个图表呈现出来的这个趋势啊或者呈现出来的内容所以呢事实上在我们图表写作里面它是不需要太多想象太多精彩的细节要考的呢是你可不可以精准的用英文来把这个图表的内容把图表里面的数字里面的事实以及呈现出来的状况说明出来所以呢对我本人来说事实上写这个图表写作是比较简单哦因为呢你不用太多的想象力你只要照着这个图表呢把它的事情讲完这个文章就写好了OK 那图表写作呢所以既然是要讲这个图表那所以最先我们就要先来了解这个图表的内容确定一下我们图表要表达的主题 再来呢，我们就要研究一下这个图表里面呢，比方说它发展的过程，诶，这个图表有什么样的变化啊，或者是图表里面每一个数据的比较是在什么 APP 上面比较多，什么 APP 上面使用的时间比较少。那最后呢，记得我们文章呢还是要根据这个图表内容加上你的推论或你的想法哦。那最后呢，根据这个文章有指示哦，要这个写一写你自己的状况。那所以在第二段里面呢，你就要写一写说，诶，你自己是什么状况，你自己使用手机跟这个文章有没有相符等等，然后呢最后再引导到我们的结论。
Now let's take a look at our graph, okay? Mm-hmm. So this bar graph shows how AMC high school students divide their screen time. It tells us that people spend most of their screen time on social media, like Facebook, Instagram, and the least amount of time looking up information.
Yes.
Okay. Games and communication tie in at 20%. Hey, you know, I actually took a look at my weekly report.
Yes.
And last week, I spent most of my screen time on social media.
Oh, cool.
What about you, Sam? What do you spend most of your screen time on?
Probably also social media because I'm on everything like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Oh, like, you use Twitter as well?
Twitter and like, there's lots of social media. But still, I think games.
You spend the most time on games?
Yeah, I spend the most time on games.
I see. Okay. Well, if you have the screen time report, you can pull it up and see.
Yes, what I is it shouldn't that you spend. Ignore it the next time I see it. Yeah, so.
Okay, so let's see. Let's talk about our first paragraph, okay? Mm-hmm. What are we going to focus the first paragraph on? Obviously, the graph, okay? Mm-hmm. So the purpose of a graph is to present data so that it is easy to understand. Therefore, you don't want to write about everything on the graph. Since it will defeat the purpose of a graph. Okay, so keep it brief.
Yes.
Keep this first paragraph brief. Just remember to mention key points like which cell phone app categories were included in the graph, the app categories students spend the most and the least time on, and other interesting observations like how students spent an equal amount of time on games and communication.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚我们已经讲一下我们这个文章应该怎么写了。那这边重复我再来讲一下，我们这个第一段文章的提示呢，我们刚刚就有要求要来描述这个我们图表的内容。所以呢，当然就要好好的观察一下图表里面陈述了哪些事情。那刚刚Angeline就特别提醒你了，图表之所以存在原因，就是因为这个图表能够一张图里面呢呈现出非常多的讯息哦，你不需要落落等的来讲这些这个内容。所以呢，记得我们第一段既然是要描述这个图表呢，我们就要简明扼要把重点讲出来就好。重点是哪一些呢？比方说，哎，在我们这个图表里有哪一些 APP 被提到了，又有呢这些 APP 当中哪一些是高中生花最多时间用的，哪一些是花最少时间用的，或者是你在这个观察这个图表里面，哎，它的比较之中有什么事情是很有趣，你觉得可以拿出来跟大家分享的，这些内容在我们的第一段里面就必须要被陈述出来。
In our second paragraph, you're going to write about your own smartphone usage, okay? So if you've always wondered what the point of the screen time feature is on your phone, now you know!
Yay!
You'll want to look at your usage for the same app categories as the ones in the graph, okay? So because you're making a comparison between you and AMC high school students, you want to make sure you're looking at the same categories, okay? Take a look at how much time you spend looking up information, taking pictures, playing games, as well as the amount of time you spend on social media like Facebook and Instagram. Is your usage similar to that of AMC high school students? Why or why not? You can also give reasons as to why you spend most of your time on Instagram or playing online games.
好，所以呢，在第二段里面我们要描述的是你自己的使用习惯了。你可以呢简单的描述你的状况，然后呢你可以怎么做呢？可以把自己的数据跟图表的数据来做比较哦。比方说呢，跟这些 AMC 高中的学生一样不一样，背后有什么原因？不比较的话，你可以讲一下说，哎，你自己的数据背后有什么含义？比方说呢，像刚刚讲说，我通勤时间很长哦，所以呢，这个我玩游戏的时间占了我这个使用手机萤幕的时间很多。OK， 所以呢，把自己的数据跟图表数据做比较，在第二段里面，这些都是你可以用来发挥的。
You could also take a different approach from the other writing sample. You could talk about how you feel about your smartphone usage. Okay, maybe after identifying your smartphone usage, you can talk about how you're surprised how much of your day is spent on, say, social media or playing games, and what you're going to do to cut down so you're more productive. productive, okay? Remember, you're writing about yourself, so write in the first person.
Okay, 所以呢，在这个我们第二个范例文章里面呢，其实也是非常有趣的写法哦。除了呢，讲了自己的这个使用的状况之外呢，它不是跟图表比较，也不是解释自己为什么是这样，而是呢，来反省自己为什么是这样。所以呢，它可以讲说，哎，其实我花了太多时间在做什么事情，那我要怎么样来改善这个状况等等。讲述一些这个自己的想法，我将来要怎么做 ？OK， 这个也是我们第二段可以做的做法。那同时 ，Angeline 刚刚也提醒大家，因为第二段讲自己的状况、讲自己的经验，我们呢都是使用第一人称。
Okay, so now that we have a general idea of what our article will look like, we need to create an outline, right? Because our outline is our skeleton of our article, and it helps us to put ideas together. It allows the writer to categorize the main points, organize the paragraphs into an order that makes sense, and ensure each paragraph is fully developed. Let's take a look at the topic sentence for writing sample one. The introduction or the topic sentence for the first paragraph is, this graph shows how AMC high school students divide their smartphone time. Okay, the second paragraph's topic sentence is, I think these results show the priorities of high schoolers. So based on these two topic sentences, we know what the rest of the paragraph will be about. Now, we use these topic sentences to add more details, okay? So for the first paragraph, you'll want to point out some important information about the graph. Like A, they spend 40% of their time checking social media. B, games and communication both take up 20% each. 3% is used to look up information, while 7% is spent taking photos, and finally, 10% goes to other activities.
Okay, 所以呢，在这个句子里面注意到呢，我们第一个段落的第一句哦，不管是讲说，我觉得呢，这些这个数据呈现出来的是这个 AMC 高中学生的数据，或者是呢，我知道这个图表是在呈现这个手机怎么样，等等等呢，不管是第一个范例文章或第二个范例文章，我们在第一句呢，都是开宗明义的就写出来，知道呢，我们是要讲这个图表，而且这个图表在讲什么？那这个接续着我们的主题句之后，后面我们就可以加上其他的这个想法哦，把我们主题句一一的加进来。那刚刚已经讲过了，因为不是在写故事，你不需要天马行空，所以呢，在这边其实非常简单，你只要把你看到的事情写下来就可以了。OK， 比方说呢，是这个看社群媒体花了 40% 的时间，你玩 game 跟使用通讯软体各占了 20% 的时间，然后等等等这些数据呢，你只要把它完整的。确实的陈述出来，那在我们这个图表写作文章里面，你就得分了。
Right, okay. And then for the second paragraph, you'll want to add some details to support your topic sentence, right? So you're going to talk about maybe A, like most students, I spend about 30% of smartphone time on social media. B, 50% of my smartphone time is spent chatting with friends. Playing games take up 5% of the time. 15% is used for picture taking, information searching, and other things. Like I mentioned earlier, you want to use the same app categories that the graph was using to compare your own smartphone usage. So, what about you, Sam? Do you spend 30% of your smartphone time on social media? Or do you think a little bit less?
I would say 30% on social media. And because you have to check Instagram and check Facebook. And then I think 40 to 50% of time is used for games.
40 to 50%, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I play a lot of games and because you get daily bonus rewards. So you have to
log into
the game every day. And I have so many game apps on my phone, so I have to check each of them every day. So,
do you have time to check all of them? Or do you forget to check some of your games?
Yeah, like, I forget to check some of them. For example, like Pokemon Go. I don't check it every day. If there's a major update or something, I would check it. But it depends. Yeah.
See, these game developers are really smart because they give you an incentive. Okay?
Yes,
they give you some sort of bonus, like if you log in every day.
Yeah. So you got obsessed with it. And I would say another 20% to 30% is for communication.
Communication,
yeah,
I see.
Because you talk to a lot of people. Whether it's your friends, your family,
right.
Or now you talk to your colleagues and your boss. So really bad. They work online.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. I think I spend most of my time actually on communication.
Yes.
I would say probably 70-80% of my smartphone is used on communication.
Yeah. Do you talk to your colleagues, your like people from work?
I talk to family, friends. Yeah. Mainly, honestly, though, I don't think I have a cell phone addiction because I don't really use my smartphone unless I really need to communicate.
Cool.
But I guess when I'm bored or like taking the train or something, yeah, I will check social media.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm not constantly on it. So it might sound like a crazy amount of time that I spend on communication, but it's not. It's
that
not because, yeah, it's not a lot of my time in the day. It's just because that's actually what I use my phone for mainly, is to communicate with other people.
Because it's a phone. It's made for communication.
Yeah, but I must admit that actually I don't use it to make any phone calls.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I only use it to message people.
Yeah.
I don't actually like talking on the phone.
No, I don't either.
You don't like it either, right?
I hate talking to people. It's easier to just text them. And I have to admit, sometimes you see those messages you don't really want to reply.
Yeah.
You can just leave it there.
There's like, well, you know, a lot of apps right now, they have like the red, you know, that the person read the message or this person was last seen online, blah, blah, blah. Your activity online is all tracked nowadays, you know? So let's say you logged into WhatsApp and you ignored some people's messages. They would know that because you're like, oh, Sam was last seen online an hour ago. But I sent him that message 3 hours ago and he didn't reply me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So going back to our lesson, an outline will help you a lot in the writing process. So you must make sure that you write an outline. It will help you decide if you need to add more information or cut out any information. It also helps to keep your writing to the point, okay?
Yeah.
And once you have your outline down, actually, you're pretty much halfway done your essay.
Mm-hmm.
All you need is add an introduction, a few transitions, and a conclusion, and pretty much that's it.
Mm-hmm. 大纲能够 keep you on the right track， 让你在这个正确的跑道上，不要写到了其他地方。同时呢，当你的这个大纲，像其实你看刚刚我们这个第一段、第二段，当我们的这些主题句都写出来之后呢，其实你只要加上一些简单的，比方说介绍，加上一些细节，然后加上你的结论，其实这个文章就完成了。刚刚 Angeline 说一个 outline 完成了，其实你已经这个 50% 的文章就已经完成了，一点都不夸张。所以记得呢，在写文章之前，我们呢必须先做一个 outline， 先做一个大纲出来。
Okay, so let's take a look at our writing sample. There were some phrases and words that maybe you guys are not familiar with. Writing sample one, let's see. When we want to introduce information or where ideas come from, we can use according to.
Okay.
For example, according to a study conducted by Stanford University, blah, 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 or according to newspaper reports.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, according to...这个片语呢非常好用它就表示根据 OK 按照或是据谁所说所以呢在文章里面尤其是像我们这种图表写作就呢非常的好用那注意到呢 according to 我们呢后面是加上名词 OK 那一样意思呢你可以讲说 in accordance with 或是呢 based on 或是呢 on the basis of OK 这些字词呢跟 according to 都是可以互相代换的比方说呢我们可以讲说根据怀特先生的遗嘱在这边呢我们用 based on 来造句 based on Mr. White's will his estate should be divided evenly among his five children OK 他的遗产呢应该要平均的分给他的五个孩子根据我们可以用 based on 或者是刚刚讲的 according to Mr. White's will OK 根据这些呢字词都是可以互相代换
Let's also take a look at the word priorities. Priorities are things that someone cares about and thinks are important.
Mm-hmm.
If Alice parties more than she studies, that's bad. Her parents might tell her to get her priorities straight, okay? Mm-hmm. Which means she needs to realize she should spend more time studying than partying.
Okay. 好,所以呢Priority 这个字呢，就表示优先顺序哦。你可能在捷运上会看到这个比较深蓝色的椅子，它上面写说 a priority seat。
All right, priority seat。
他说呢，这个就是我们说的不爱坐，因为这些是有优先顺序的椅子，应该要优先礼让给那些有需要坐下，比方说孕妇啊、老人等等。所以呢 ，priority 这个字就是优先顺序。那在刚刚造的例子里面呢，这个他的 Alice 的 parents， 他的这个父母呢，要他怎么样 get her priorities straight， 要他把这个优先先顺序排好排队排出来哦他不应该呢 party 一直去 party 而不念书这样是不对的
The word trending refers to things that are currently popular or widely discussed online especially on social media websites、
mm-hmm.
News and media websites often have a top trending stories、mm-hmm. category okay that's a good way to like if you want to read the news really quickly, you can just look at the top trending stories.
Yeah, what's the most popular one?
Right. Or they'll say trending on YouTube or trending on Fox. Okay? Another phrase you might see on social media websites is viral video, which refers to a video that's quickly and widely shared or circulated around.
Okay, 所以呢，看到这个字哦 ，trend 呢就表示风潮，所以呢，当你说什么事情 trending， OK， 就表示呢这个事情是哎，现在呢很流行哦，现在大家都在讨论的话题，大家都在讨论的事情。那另外我们看到一个字 viral， 比方说这个 video， 你说它是 viral， 或是呢这件事情是 viral， 那就表示说这个东西是怎么样病毒式的传播了，好像这个感冒一样，就忽然哎，全世界的人大家都感冒，大家都在讨论这件事情，这个呢非常的火红，非常的夯，我们就说 viral。
Okay, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the phrase stay in touch, it means to maintain contact with another person with the purposes of keeping up to date with each other's lives, okay? You can say stay in touch or keep in touch.
Okay, 所以呢这个片语有 stay in touch, 或是我们说 keep in touch, 就是呢保持联络的意思。比方说呢像我跟这个人我们相谈甚欢哦，然后结束了我们要互相分开，我们就可以说 okay, keep in touch, okay, 保持联络哦，记得要在这个不管是 Facebook 上面还是 Line上面传讯息给我 keep in touch 或是 stay in touch.
Right, okay, so let's take a look at writing sample 2. You'll see in this writing sample that the students' smartphone usage actually differed from students at AMC High School. Okay, so this student is not like the other high schoolers. Based on this student's smartphone usage, it's safe to say that he or she is a gamer like Sam, which is what we call people who love to play games, a gamer.
Okay, 所以呢，看到我们这个第二个范例文章里面呢，这个男生他或女生他我们不知道，但是呢可以看得出来，他应该是跟我一样很喜欢玩这个 video game， 或者是我们可以说在这个手机上面呢，我们通常会讲说他是一个 mobile game， 因为他是在 mobile device 上面。那呢，当我们说一个人玩很多电动，我们就叫他 gamer。OK， 这个 gamer 你可以是玩这个 online game， 你可以玩 console game， 或是我们今天讲的 mobile game。只要你玩 game 呢，你就是一个 gamer， 一个玩家。
So let's take a look at some words and phrases you might be unfamiliar with. OK,the first word is a verb, survey. OK,to be surveyed means to be asked a question or a series of questions in order to gather information about what most people do or think about something.
OK, 所以呢 survey 这个字它就是表示调查，在这个我们的范例文章里面它是用一个动词，那事实上 survey 这个字它也可以当成一个名词哦， a recent survey， 一份最近的调查，那在这边呢我们就是一个名词形式，它的意思一样是调查。
Now, if you talk about the majority of something, you're talking about a number that is greater than half of the total, okay? So this is probably like maybe 51 or 52 or 60, 80% of the people, okay?
Yes, more than half.
Right, more than half.
所以呢 majority 这个字就是大多数的，不管是 51% 还是 95%, 它就是一个 majority, 大多数超过一半。
The word commute refers to the journey that you make when you travel to or from a place that you go to regularly, such as school or work, okay? If you live in Hsinchu but your school is in Taipei, you have a long commute to school. You can also say, I commute to Taipei 5 days a week.
Okay, so I have to commute from my home, which is in Dansui.
Oh, that's far.
Yeah, all the way to my office, which is...at the south of Taipei. It's Xindian. So I basically like crossed the whole Taipei city too.
Oh my goodness. So that's why you were saying it takes an hour, right?
Yes, so I play a lot of mobile games. Okay,、
I see.
Commute 这个字呢就表示通勤的意思了。你可以呢 commute between A and B， 在 A 跟 B 地之中呢这个通勤，或是你可以说 commute from A to B. Okay, for example, myself, I commute between Xindian and Dansui.
Okay.
And we see the word devote.
Oh, devote, right. Okay, so devote means to decide that something like time, money, energy, attention will be used for something like a special purpose. Another word for devoted is dedicated. For example, Charlie devoted or dedicated his free time to helping the poor.
Okay, so in the devote 这个单字哦，这个动词或者我们说 dedicate， 它呢就表示奉献。你可以呢奉献你的金钱、你的时间、你的能力。那奉献到哪里呢 ？OK。我们可以说比方说 devote your money, devote your time to something. 比方说呢我们刚刚讲说 Charlie devoted his free time to helping the poor. OK, 注意到我们后面加上 to. 这个 to 呢是一个介系词，所以我们后面加上动名词 helping.
You know, there's actually another feature, okay? I'm just like selling the screen time feature. called downtime, okay? Mm-hmm. This is probably true for most people, but like a lot of people use their phones before they go to bed.
Yes.
And that actually is problematic because it actually makes us even more awake.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is another feature called downtime.
Mm-hmm.
And what you can do is that you can actually block certain apps at a specific time. Okay,
yeah.
So say, for example, you want to start getting ready for bed at 11.
Mm-hmm.
You want to lie down. You still want to use your phone, maybe to game or whatever.
Yes,
but
yes,
maybe
yes.
you don't want to get any messages from people. So you can actually block certain apps at a specific time.
Yeah.
So you can stop yourself from using it.
Uh-huh.
And it can actually block notifications from that app as well.
Oh, cool. That's exactly what I want. There's always texts coming before you fall asleep. Always.
Are they texts from your boss?
No, not exactly. But okay. Always, yes.
You know, I actually think these features are pretty cool, but it actually says a lot about our society. The fact that we need these features means that we're probably way too addicted to our phones.
Yes.
And that's why we need to set limits and why smartphone companies are starting to make sure that we set limits to our cell phone usage.
We have to think about it.
Yeah, okay. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back. Unit 11. Graph Writing. March 20th. Writing Sample 1. This bar graph shows the percentage of smartphone use for different activities by AMC high school students. According to the graph, students spend the largest percentage of time, 40%, checking social media. Playing games and communicating with others both take up 20% of the average student's smartphone time each. Students only look up information 3% of the time, while 7% is spent taking photos. Lastly, 10% of smartphone time goes to other activities. I think these results show the priorities of high schoolers. Social media is where we find out news and see what's trending among friends. I also spend a lot of time on social media for these reasons, maybe about 30%. However, I spend more time chatting with friends. I like to stay in touch with people, so that would be about 50% of my time. I don't play many games, so that only takes up 5%. I probably spend the final 15% split evenly between taking pictures, searching for information, and doing other things. Writing Sample 2. The school newspaper at AMC High School recently printed an interesting graph about students' smartphone usage. According to the graph, the students surveyed spent 40% of their time on smartphones checking social media sites. The next most popular uses, taking up 20% of time spent on smartphones each, were playing games and communicating with others. The students spent less time taking photos, 7%, and searching for information, 3%. The rest of their time, 10%, went to other tasks. Unlike most of the students surveyed, I spend the majority of time on my phone, probably about 60%, playing games. I prefer playing games to checking social media during my commute to and from school. Though I check social media often, I'm only on it for a couple of minutes at a time. Instead, about 25% of the time I spend on my phone is used to communicate with friends online. The remaining time I spend on my phone, roughly 15%, is devoted to taking pictures, checking social media, searching for information, and other things. Okay, thank you guys for joining us today. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Sam.
Goodbye.
Bye.